محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم والتابعين لهم الدين ما بعد. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. اللهم ارزقنا علما نافعا ورزقا واسعا وشفاء من كل داء، ونعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع ومن قلب لا يخشع ومن عين لا تدمع ومن نفس لا تشبع ومن دعاء لا يستجاب له. امين امين يا رب العالمين. اللهم الهمنا وسددنا، اللهم الهمنا رشدنا وقنا شرور انفسنا وسيئات اعمالنا. اللهم اتمم علينا نعمك ظاهرة وباطنة، واسترنا فوق الارض تحت الارض ويوم العرض عليك. اللهم اتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الاخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار، وتوفنا مع الابرار يا عزيز يا غفار. اللهم بارك لنا في شعبان وبلغنا رمضان. اللهم بارك لنا في شعبان وغنمنا رمضان. اللهم ارزقنا ليلة القدر يا رب العالمين. اللهم ارزقنا حسن الخاتمة. اللهم اعزنا بالإسلام واعز الإسلام والمسلمين، واعلي بحق كلمة الحق والدين. وانصرنا على أنفسنا، وانصرنا على شياطيننا، وانصرنا على من عادانا، وانصرنا على من بغى علينا، واحفظنا بما حفظته الذكر، وانصرنا بما نصرت به الرسل، وأيدنا بنصرك الذي لا يهزم أبدا. آمين آمين يا رب العالمين، وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Today we are in the beginning of Sha'ban. Very soon will be Ramadan. And the continuation of today we can, tomorrow we cannot. Sha'ban, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Sha'ban arrived, he used to say, O Allah, give us a blessing of Sha'ban and allow us to reach Ramadan. And another riwayah, وَغَنِّمْنَا رَمَضَانَ and allow us to gain the treasure of Ramadan. Today, inshallah, by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I will talk about the essence of Ramadan in the same understanding of our journey of what we're talking about. It is today we can, tomorrow we cannot. Yes, Ramadan is the month of Allah, the month of Rahmah. We talk about it and everybody know about it. But what is the significance of Ramadan? Ramadan, the most significant about it is fasting. And fasting is a worship very hidden. A hidden worship. Why? Nobody see. You can act like fasting. You can go and eat in a time nobody see you. By this way, the worship of Ramadan is high because it takes us to ikhlas. You cannot be a hypocrite when you're fasting. You cannot be a liar. Why are you fasting? If you're fasting, you're fasting, you're fasting. What it mean? Fasting is ikhlas, sincerity. It's a covenant between us and Allah. You can be alone. You open the refrigerator. You're hungry, you're thirsty, and you really have a lot of desire. And you can eat. You dry your mouth, you're acting fasting. You can do it. But you break your fast. And not only that, you will be cursed by Allah because you're a liar. By this way, fasting is a worship hidden. It teaches us ikhlas. It teaches us taqwa. It teaches us belonging to Allah. This why the significance of Ramadan is very high. And today, instead of talking about Ramadan as a Ramadan, I want to take you to something so beautiful. It will enable you and help you to reach Ramadan. Today I was reading Surah Ar-Ra'd, Thunder. And I came verse 19, and I will keep going about it. And this will teach us a message of Allah. A message is very unique. Because Ramadan supposed to be fasting not only from food and drink, but also food and drink and pleasure. No, more than that. Food and drink and pleasure and bad manner. We supposed to fast from bad manner. We supposed to experience or exercise good manner. Now, Something in today ummah and in all of us journey of Islam and Iman we have a problem with is we're learning, we're seeking knowledge, we're supposed to grow, but no quality. Where is the quality coming from? And can I send this me? The companion get the message and they change their own bad quality to good quality. And today, we embrace Islam, but we are like sitting in a zombie mood, in denial state. Why? Meaning I'm not sincere enough. Meaning I'm not seeking the pleasure of Allah enough. By this way, quality is hand to hand to Iman. You have Iman, you have quality. You have quality, you have Iman. Because if I am a mu'min, Iman allow me to be alert about my behavior. I said, okay, I have no quality. What I should do? I beg Allah to give me the quality and try. You see? But I cannot say I have no quality. It's not exist. This is the word of shaitan. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the owner of quality. You beg Him, you tell Him, give me quality, He will give you. You see? I see a beggar in the street, or I see a sick person, or I look at a needy, and I have money and I can enable to help them. I cannot say, I wish to help them, but I cannot. You see? Or something happened between me and you, and I can forgive you. I cannot say I can't. By this way, today, we have to understand what's going on. And I will help you with it today. But what you're going to hear today is really scary. If you have Iman, you will be scared. If you do not have Iman, don't worry about it. Really. By this way, this talk today for mu'min. For people who believe in Allah and want to be a mu'min. Okay? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said in Surah Al-Ra'd, Al-Thunder, verse 19, أَفَمَنْ يَعْلَمُ أَنَّمَا أُنْزِلَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ رَبِّكَ الْحَقِّ كَمَنْ هُوَ أَعْمَى إِنَّمَا يَتَذَكَّرُ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. Did you not know? Is what revealed to you from your Lord is the truth? Is the person is blind equal the person is not blind? Only those who comprehend ulul albab. Only those who comprehend the people who have looked. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He talk about the people who have intellect with Iman. Intellect with Iman, not intelligent, not IQ. No. The IQ, the one Allah talk about in here, the intellect, ulul albab. Who's ulul albab? The people belong to Allah, this ulul albab. You belong to Allah, you are ulul albab. You not belong to Allah, you're not ulul albab. It doesn't matter how many IQ you have. How many atheists have a very high IQ, but they cannot have a remember of Allah. By this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said in here, only those now will understand and comprehend the message of Allah, ulul albab. Those who remember Allah, those who are humble and humility, those who really want to be. Now, look at this. Who is these people? It's not me now. After that, Allah will give you a description of whom these people, أُولُو الألباب. الَّذِينَ يُوفُونَ بِعَهْدَ اللَّهِ وَلَا يَنْقُدُونَ الْمِيثَاقِ. Those who are hold tight, faithful to the illusion of the oath between them and Allah, and you do not break it. By this way, the oneness of Allah, the one talking about it, the knowledge of Allah, the ability to see, versus blindness. Those who can see and have the vision and have the intellect, Allah said the first quality of those who? The one who hold tight to the covenant, to the oath between them and Allah. By this way, today I'm going to join between these verses and journey of Iman and journey of fasting. What's the difference? What is fasting? It's a covenant. From morning to sundown or sunset. But also is a lot of Muslims believe, once I eat, I can go back to my bad manner. No, you're still in Ramadan. It's just a daytime and a night time, but they're still in the night of Ramadan. What about the people who believe, after the month of Ramadan, I can go back to my nasty habit? Meaning, you did not do your job. It's like I take a car to the dealership. For 1 month, he work on it. And he tell me I did all the part, I did all the tune-up. And you take the car after 1 month from the dark car dealer, and it has all kind of problem. Excuse me. If you was working in a car for 1 month, how come I take the car with the same problem and more? If I did the tune-up of the month of Ramadan, meaning I leave Ramadan with better quality. By the way, the month of Ramadan is a school to teach me manner. It's taqwa, shukr, obedience, covenant, closeness to Allah, be patient, struggling against myself, developing quality, be charitable, be thanks, be a giver, generosity, you name it, this is Ramadan. Can I fast and pray and that's it, leave me alone? You will not do Ramadan. In this case, you're doing Ramadan your own way, not Allah's way. And this applies to daily routine in life. We want Islam to be my way. What it meaning? Minus Islam. Meaning you worship yourself. You're not worshiping Allah. Because a Muslim always think, what Allah want me to do? What Allah love me to do? What Allah will please with me if I do it? It's not me. Me is not exist. I'm a slave and servant of Allah. And this why, any quality you gain from humble and humility, any lack of quality is arrogant. Because think about, you cannot even have the quality. Can I say, excuse me, I have no quality? It's arrogant, shaitan. Because all you have to do, beg Allah to give you quality, He will give you quality. Who's stopping you to have quality? Nobody's stopping you to have quality except one. Your own nafs, your own shaitan, your own arrogance. And I have a bad news for you. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what he said, nobody enter Jannah with a dot of autumn of arrogance. And this why in Ramadan, when you're fasting and somebody argue with you, what Rasulullah sallallahu said? If somebody argue with you, or even insult you, or even try to attack you, said, excuse me, I'm a Muslim, I'm a fasting person. Salam, peace be with you. And you do not engage in argue, raising your voice, or any bad manner. This part of your Islam is part of your fasting. If you ask me, it scare me. When I see people even in the first night of Ramadan or the first day and argue or fighting, husband and wife, people together, family member, I said, Astaghfirullah al-Azim, how? Shayateen supposed to be captured, is no shayateen. Meaning now is you. Don't blame nobody. By this way, let's examine what Allah said. Those people, Allah said, they not blind, those people who Allah called them ulul albab, is the one, the first quality Allah said, they kept the covenant with Allah. Now, what else? وَيَخْشَوْنَ رَبَّهُمْ وَيَخَافُونَ سُوءَ الْحِسَابِ. And they fear Allah. They fear Allah and they worry about the bad ending. They fear Allah and they worry about bad ending. What it meaning? I saw it in my life. You want to be nasty? Go ahead. You want to have bad manner? Go ahead. You want plot and plan? Go ahead. You want cheat? Go ahead. You want to do whatever you want? Go ahead. But the moment you do that, you're not a mu'min. You're not a Muslim. Because a mu'min cannot do that. Cannot. You cannot. You cannot be a Muslim or a mu'min and you be in a state of games. Or you have faces. Or you have hidden agenda. You see, or you have bad manner. You can be bad manner, but for a moment, and you ask, please forgive me. Finished. Why? You fear Allah, and you fear and worry about the bad ending. This is a moment. You see? You remember Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu? When Abdullah ibn Saud was going climbing a tree, and he laughed over his feet, and he said, Abdullah ibn Saud has tiny feet. Rasulullah somewhat, he tell him. He tell him, you see the word of jahiliyyah, of ignorance. Right away what Abu Dharr did, and he's a big companion, he lied down on the floor. And he took the feet of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud and he put it over his face. And he said, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, squeeze my face. Squeeze it. And forgive me please for what I said. He did it right away. It didn't take an hour. It didn't take 2 hours. What about Aisha radiallahu anha? When one time she was talking about Safiya bint Adi. And she said, the short one. Rasulullah got angry. He said, wallahi, you said a word. If it enters the seas, it will corrupt it. One word. She didn't mean anything. It's just like a nickname, the short one, the short. That's it. This all what she did. What this make me believe? Talk about others, very, very, very scary. Thinking negative is scary. Being a deceiving person and have too many faces is scary. Having hidden agenda is scary. Having many faces with bad manner is scary. Why? Meaning I'm not a mu'min, I'm playing game. Who's watching? Allah. You remember fasting? Fasting is supposed to teach us ikhlas. And this is a mu'min. A mu'min always check himself, not check other. By the way, when I examine why people have bad quality, or bad, how people have bankrupt of good quality, because they always think I'm good, and always blame other. And a person has good quality, always he believes he's bad, and try to enhance his quality by doing more, begging Allah for more, try to do more, try to correct himself. Now Allah switch his bad quality with good quality. Because he tried. I saw it in my life. I know people for 20, 30 years. Their nasty habit never change. They have 30 Ramadan, 30 Taraweeh. They read Quran, they do good deed. How come they never change? Because they always blame other and never blame themselves. You see, once you want to be good between you and Allah, you ask Allah, you beg Him, give me the quality. It was a riwayah, a story about Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu. Somebody came to him asking for money. He gave him the money. After he gave him the money, another person came to Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu and told him, Ya Umar, so and so bluff you. He did not take this money for good deed. He trick you. And what Umar said, radiallahu anhu, he said, if he trick me, I allow my nafs to be tricked for sabilillah. Meaning he humbled himself even to the mistake of other. Look at the level of iman. He didn't say, oh, look what he did. No. Because once you do something for sabilillah, you cannot be tricked. Even if somebody trick you, don't worry about it. Allah will take care about you. And the person who trick you, he's actually tricking himself and destroying himself. Soon or later. That's why a mu'min, do not worry about what others trick you. Leave them. Allah plot and against them. He will destroy them in their own plot. Very simple. By this way, iman give us ikhlas. Fasting give us ikhlas, sincerity. To always watch and think, I'm going to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is watching me. I saw it in my life. People come to me and tell me so-and-so is acting up. So-and-so in the front of you is one face, behind you is different face. Excuse me, I don't care. Because you're playing game with Allah, go ahead. But I will tell you something, you will never develop good quality. You will never succeed. As soon or later, Allah will destroy you. In your own mischief. And nobody would be a loser except yourself. In this life and hereafter. And you will never develop any good quality. وَالَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا ابْتِغَاءَ وَجْهِ رَبِّهِمْ. Look at this. And those who are patient, only to seek the pleasure of the beautiful face of Allah. And those who are patient, only to look in the face of beautiful face of Allah. وَأَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةَ. And they established salah. وَأَنْفَقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ. And they spend of what we give them. سِرًّا وَعَلَانِيَةً. In the seen and unseen, they keep spending. وَيَدْرَؤُونَ بِالْحَسَنَةِ السَّيِّئَةِ. And they push the bad deed with good deed. You give me bad deed, I will give you good deed. You plot against me, I will give you good deed. Doesn't mean I'm stupid. Doesn't mean I'm blind. Doesn't mean I'm dumb. I'm dealing with Allah. You see, when you deal with Allah, you're always a winner. You will never be a loser. Never. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, whoever plot and plan against somebody, he digging hole for himself. I saw it in my life. I saw it all the time. This is why when somebody plot and plan against me, I said, oh, go ahead. Have fun. Why? I know what will happen. All I have to do, trust in Allah, believe in Allah, rely on Allah. Wallahi alladhi la ilaha illa huwa. After September 11, where I used to live, is a man with a big dog. Every time I pass by, he makes the dog bark in my face and jump and try to attack me. I beg Allah to care about him. Not even 1 week. He was in jail for 20 years. I didn't do anything. I heard later on he was dealing with drugs. I do not know. But I make dua, oh Allah, take care about him. Not even 1 week. Allah, take care about him. All Allah wants from you, trust him. Believe in him. And do what Allah wants you to do. And don't worry what others are doing. Because this is a disease we have today. We worry about what others are doing. And we forget what we have to do. أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ عُقْبَ الدَّارِ. These people, the one who be patient for sabilillah. And those are one, they push the bad deed with good deed. You give me bad deed, I will give you good deed. You give me bad manner, I give you good manner. For sabilillah. What Allah promised? These people, I give them the best ending. جَنَّاتُ عَدْنٍ يَدْخُلُونَهَا. Not only Jannat, not any paradise, عَدْن. جَنَّاتُ عَدْنٍ, one of the highest level. They will enter it. وَمَنْ صَلَحَ مِنْ آبَائِهِمْ. And among those who are good of their own family. He didn't say your whole family. وَمَنْ صَلَحَ مِنْ آبَائِهِمْ. And among those who are good of your own family. وَأَزْوَاجِهِمْ. And their husband or wife. وَذُرُّيَّاتِهِمْ. And their progeny. وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ يَدْخُلُونَ عَلَيْهِمْ. مِنْ كُلِّ بَابٍ. And angels is going from every door. Welcome you. مِنْ كُلِّ بَابٍ. From every door. سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ. Peace be with you. بِمَا صَبَرْتُمْ. With what your patient used to have. فَنِعْمَ عَقْبَ الدَّارِ. This is the best ending. You see? But this way, if I'm a Muslim, if I'm a mu'min, this is what I'm dealing with. This is what I'm seeking. I don't care about what you're doing. I care about what I'm doing. I don't care what you're doing. I care about what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want me to do. This is a mu'min. Look at the other side now. وَالَّذِينَ يَنْقُدُونَ عَهْدَ اللَّهِ And those who break the covenant between them and Allah. مِنْ بَعْدَ مِيثَاقِ After they commit. After they develop the oath. Look, Allah is very clear. Those who break the covenant after they give the oath to Allah. وَيَقْطَعُونَ مَا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ بِهِ أَنْ يُوصَلْ And they cut what Allah commanded to be joined. What it meaning? Any goodness, they cut. They deny it. You see? And apply this to every aspect. To good manner. To relationship. To be generous, to be kind, to be honest. Apply it in everything. We cut. Because if your heart is clean, you're clean. If your heart is dirty of diseases, you cut. You can cut even with bad manner, with a bad face, with a bad attitude. وَيَفْسُدُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ And they generate mischief in earth. أُولَئِكَ لَهُمُ اللَّعْنَةِ Those who have the curse of Allah and they have bad ending. Look, one have the pleasure and peace and have the curse of Allah and have bad ending. Look at after that immediately. Allah did not spend 3-4 verse about them. Finished? One verse. Ulul albab, 3-4 verses. The one who breaks the covenant, Allah did not give us too much explaining about what they do. It's finished. They break the covenant, finished. Allah will curse them, destroy them, and finished. Now look after that right away. Allahu yabsutu rizqa liman yasha' wa yaqdir. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He give an open provision to whom He want, in a way, an amount He want, and wa yaqdir wa yuqaddir, and another recitation, meaning, and Allah ordained it in a certain amount. Some people have this provision, some people have this provision. Why? It's a trial. The difference between our provision, Allah trying us with what we have to check us, to check our sincerity again. Because everything goes back to Iman. The whole thing is Iman. وَفَرَحُ بِالْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا And they happy of what they have. They happy of what they have. وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا فِي الْآخِرَةِ إِلَّا مَتَاعٌ And this enjoyment of life compared to the earth is nothing except just a small enjoyment and a small illusion. وَيَقُولُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَوْلَا أُنْزِلَ عَلَيْهِ آيَةٌ مِّن رَبِّهِ And those who are disbelieved, they said, if Allah send ayah, if Allah send you some sign, But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it right away straight. He said, قُلْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُضِلُّ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَهْدِي إِلَيْهِ مَنْ أَنَابَ Allah stray whom He want. Allah stray whom He want. وَيَهْدِي إِلَيْهِ مَنْ أَنَابَ And He guide those who do inaba. What is inaba? Inaba in Arabic is containing crying, humble and humility, and seeking guidance. Like Ibrahim. Ibrahim alayhi salam was a munib, meaning crying. Meaning what? Deep down you really want. Apply this to what we said today early. If you want good quality, you cry to Allah, say, please Allah, give me quality. You tell me, you're asking Allah for quality and you still have nasty habits? Ha! You tell me you're going to Ramadan with nasty habit and you beg Allah and you make a struggle against yourself and you're coming back with bad nasty habit? No way. No way. By this way, if you mean well, Allah guide you. Allah open for you. But I said it in last one letter to one brother. All what I'm talking, it will not benefit you unless you have humble and humility. Why you make dua? Humble and humility. Why are you begging Allah? Humble and humility. Why are you seeking Allah's support? Humble and humility. I saw people, even members of the family, okay, When I look at them, they never beg Allah. They never ask Allah for something. Why? Arrogant. Adam alayhi salam commit sins, he begged Allah to forgive him. Shaitan commit sins, he said, excuse me, you trick me. Blaming. By this way, the person who humble, he always beg Allah and he try. And the person with shaitan, always what he does, he blaming other. He never blame himself. Be careful with that. Now, this is now a beautiful constitution for those who really want go rise up close to Allah. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا those who believe وَتَطْمَئِنَّ قُلُوبُهُمْ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ and their heart is calm with the remembering of Allah. This scared me too. I saw people, they do zikr, but the heart is not calm. And here you have to understand how the verse works. Those who believe, وَتَطْمَئِنُّ قُلُوبُهُمْ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ and their heart is calm, full of tranquility and peace and contentment with the remembering of Allah. Why? Because, for example, if I just mention Allah, it's enough for me. If I say Alhamdulillah, it's enough for me. If I said Subhanallah, it's enough for me to change my condition. My condition. I will never blame nobody. By this way, if I am living journey of Iman, under any circumstance, and I'm going back to the roots of journey of Iman, and I'm begging Allah, I'm calling Allah, I'm asking Allah, what will happen? Allah said the first quality you will have, tumaknina. Your heart will be calm. Nobody will bother you. Nobody. No family member, no situation, no finance problem, nothing. But this for whom? The believer. Allah did not say the Muslim, no. He said, the الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا those who believe. Not only that, وَتَطْمَئِن and here's a wow in Arabic, meaning this two quality together. It's not one only. If you are a believer and your heart is calm and have tranquility with Allah, you belong to this verse. What Allah said after that? أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ with the remembering of Allah, the heart will be calm. But this in here, أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala won't emphasize something to us. If you are a believer and you remember me, I'm giving you the tranquility. I'm giving you this beautiful blanket of tranquility over you. What scared me today, people make salah, people fasting, people do taraweeh, but they boom. Excuse me. You're supposed to be a mu'min. You're supposed to be a believer. You're supposed to be remembering Allah. How you can do that? Meaning, may Allah forgive me, you break the covenant already. You're not a believer. You're not fearing Allah. You're not fearing the bad ending. You're not worried about what the angel writing. You do whatever you want. And this is why the early scholars, they said, if you want to know why you cannot get good quality, I can tell you right away. You're cheating. You're cheating the relationship between you and Allah. What it mean? In the front of me, you have one face and one quality. In your room, in the front of your computer, in the front of whatever, you have a different relationship. I saw it a lot. People has too many faces, too many personality. The makeup is not real. The fake. Can you ever believe to be fake? Either you have belief, real belief, or fake belief. Can I have a fake belief? It's not a belief anymore. Can I have a fake personality? It's not me, meaning I'm a liar. I'm a hypocrite. Is this not scary? If I'm a mu'min now listening to this, do I want to enter Ramadan with a fake personality? You see? In the front of people, I have one personality. With different people, I have different personality. With different people, I have different personality. With my lab, I have different personality. You see? Who I'm cheating? I'm cheating myself. And I'm breaking the covenant between me and Allah. Who will pay the price? Only you, nobody else. By the way, what I discovered in my life, what make you generate a beautiful relationship with Allah? Be honest in the unseen. Be honest when nobody can see you. Be honest when nobody can see you. This is why if we acting like good in the front of each other, it's considered shirk. Riya is shirk. Partner with Allah. It's not a bad quality and that's it. No. It's one of the quality you make you lead you to Jahannam. This is the status of your heart. The status of your heart, what it will do? You can get weaker. You can commit sins. But you will flip right away quick. And you will wake up and say, Astaghfirullah al-Azim. What I'm doing? And make you wake up quick. And this is what the whole Ramadan all about. The whole Ramadan all about to come to me, give me a wake up call. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what he said, Allah give you 11 months. And he kept months for himself. Fear Allah and fear Ramadan. And show Allah in Ramadan the best of you. By this way, if you ask me, if I enter Ramadan with the intention to really become a good Muslim, I will get out of Ramadan with a lot of goodness. But can I get out of Ramadan and the day of Eid I go back to my own bad habit? Can I do after iftar I go to bed my bad habit? No. By this way, day and night in Ramadan, I'm trying to develop the relationship between me and Allah. And this relationship is containing my manner, my attitude, my behavior. And if you ask me today, a lot of you girls destroy themselves by a bunch of stupid relationship with a bunch of sister or whatever, and you're destroying yourself. Or chatting, or this and that. You see? Who are you blaming? This journey is unique. Allah wants you to be pure to Him. You pure to Him, He will show you. He will support you. He will elevate you. He will give you dignity. And don't forget in the beginning, Allah said, do you think the one who know, like the one who's blind? What it meaning? Allah did not say the one who see. Allah said the one who know. Meaning knowledge of Allah is light. Knowledge of Allah is vision. Knowledge of Allah is ability. How Allah talk about the knowledge of Allah and compare it to blindness? And right away He did not talk about knowledge. He talk about the covenant. Because knowledge by itself is covenant. La ilaha illallah is a covenant. To say that I'm a Muslim is a covenant. To pray on time is a covenant. To be good is covenant. It's between you and Allah. It's all is a package of called Islam and journey of Iman. You want to grow? Go ahead. Journey is open. By this way, if I'm bankrupt of inequality, can I blame nobody? No way. Don't blame except yourself. After that, الذين آمنوا Those who believe وعملوا الصالحات and they are acting and active in doing good deed. توبة لهم. توبة is a place in Jannah. وحسن مآب. This is the best ending. Verse 8, again, belief, good manner has to be mixed with what? Action. I cannot sit and say I'm trying to be good and that's it. If it will not reflect in my face, in my manner, in my action, in my behavior, meaning I'm fake. And let me give you bad news in life today. Very bad news. A lot of marriages is broken. A lot of marriages has no tranquility. Why? If the person is fake, you think Allah will make people love you? Because love is from Allah, real love. Real relationship from Allah. What happens if you fake? You will not connect it. And good people will not connect it to you. You cannot beat people and tell them to love you. You cannot beat people and tell them to be good to you. You remember the sentence I gave it to you almost 7-8 years ago? If you won't be loved, you have to love. And if you love, or if you have to love, you have to give. Today, like one sister in England, she said it 15 years ago. Today's relationship is what? Take, bye-bye. Leave me alone. Highway. You see? I take from you, I go to the highway, I exit. Bye-bye, Charlie. That's it, finished. This is the majority of young people. They learn how to be selfish and greedy. They self how to be accumulating and they want what they want. But what do you want is not exist. Even in their own manner, they cannot do it. And this becomes a notion of mankind today. The majority of young people is really bankrupt of any goodness. And this is why even they fail to have goodness by themselves. Because for them, goodness meaning I receive. But they never think about what I can give. And this is why I challenge you, if you try to meet somebody today for a marriage, ask, what do you want? They said, I want you to be this and this and this and this. Okay, this is what you want. What are you willing to give? What you have to offer me? This is what you want from me. Because marriage or relationship is a corporation. Cannot be you have all this list. What about what you're willing to give? You see? Why we stink? Why we smell so bad? Because we don't care. You see? Only one or two people in my life, if I come closer to them, they said, excuse me, get away from me. I'm not smelling good. Let me wait until I go to the bathroom. This is a lot of consideration, a lot of awareness. You see? A lot of awareness about how my mouth smells, how my body smells. I cannot come with a sniffing dog to check you out if you smell good or bad. This is your job. You see? But today, the woman wants to be a woman, but just like that. And a man wants to be a man, but just like that. I have one of my relatives, she's getting married next week. And she tell me, uncle, give me advice. I tell her, take a shower. She tell me, give me one more advice. I said, if your husband getting stink, put him in the shower and give him a shower. Really? Because today, the majority of people stink. And they do not have awareness about their own smell. Why? Lack of consideration. Imagine if your even honest odor, you're not aware about it. Do you think you will be aware about your manner? If you become blind to your own body, how you can be greedy? I tell you people, a long time ago, I tell you, be careful about the way you talk. Your tone of voice. You need it now in Ramadan. In Ramadan, you need to know how you talk. You can talk in a bad manner, you lose your own Ramadan. You can look to somebody in a bad manner, you lose your own Ramadan. You can backbiting somebody, you lose your own Ramadan. You can talk nonsense Ramadan, you lose Ramadan. Read the ahadith about that. What breaks the fasting? It's not only food and drink breaks the fasting. It's not only intercourse breaks the fasting. Lie breaks the fasting. Backbiting breaks the fasting. Bad manner breaks the fasting. Cheating or lying breaks the fasting, even by word. Having the wrong covenant or lie or an oath, is any lie break your fasting? And this is why we go to Ramadan, we finish fasting, we finish Taraweeh, but we come out bankrupt. Why? We did not do the tune-up in the right way. We did not do a good job. We do a ritual job from outside, but inside is hollow. It's fake. Can a mu'min be a fake? No, a mu'min is not fake. A believer is real. Like Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, when they asked him about Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he said, Abu Bakr kal ghayf. Abu Bakr, like heavy rain. Whoever, whatever fall down, it benefit. And if you meet him, you benefit. If you seek him, you benefit. This is a mu'min. A mu'min is a beneficial in every aspect in his life. In his appearance, in his time, in his commitment. I was reading yesterday a beautiful sentence, very beautiful. They said, seek the companion before the trip. Seek the companion before the trip. And seek the jar, seek the neighborhood before the apartment. Look at the Arabic people, what they do, the Muslim. Seek the companion before the trip, any trip. Make sure before you go for a trip, see who's your companion. It's more important than the trip. And before you look for apartment, look who's your neighbor. Because your neighbor will affect you. Another one of the early people, he said something beautiful. He said, your companion like a patch in your clothing. Make sure the patch it has similarity. And otherwise it look ugly. Look how he compare it, like a patch in your clothing. Don't patch it with an odd color. It will look odd. Today we do not have value to the companionship. And let me tell you another disease, Allah bear witness, I did it almost 25 years ago. When I start my journey of Iman, I cut all the relationship of any corrupted companion. You are with me in the journey, you are with me. You are not with me, salamu alaykum. Finished. Even if I have nobody, it's better than corrupted somebody. Because corrupted somebody for 5 minutes, 5 minutes, can make you lose everything you gain. And what I did, I erase all the phone number, erase it completely. I take everything belong to anybody's no good out of my life. Why? Anybody know why? Because by this way, I do not want to be weak one day and use one of this number, in or out, and I change my phone number. And I start fresh from scratch. Why? My journey is important to me. And I don't care who you are. If you're going to corrupt my journey, salam alaikum. I'm not going to spend a moment with you. I don't care who you are. You see? If you take this approach, what it meaning? Now you're implementing what Allah said. You worry about the covenant. You worry about the relationship between you and Allah. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Baqarah talk about Shah Ramadan, what he said, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, kutiba alaykum al-siyam kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum, la'allakum tattaqoon. Maybe you have taqwa. But what's the value of Ramadan without taqwa? And when he talk about Ramadan finished, he said, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. Maybe you thank Allah for the bounty Allah give you. Today what scare me, we're ready to complain about something stupid. Something is not insignificant. Meaning we not do thanks to Allah. Meaning deep down we're not content. What it mean? If you're not content, I promise you, any goodness Allah give you, He will snatch it away from you again. He will snatch it. And what is the highest? Iman. How I can have Iman and worry about anything else? My journey of Iman should be higher than anything else. If I'm really a believer, worry about my Iman. By this way, if today we are in the beginning of Sha'ban, we want to be prepare ourselves from Ramadan, you cannot enter Ramadan with your own bad habit. Because again, once Ramadan arrives, okay, wonder what happened, shayateen is captured. Somebody asked me today again, you know, today you have Ramadan, maybe 21, 22, 23, 24, Allah knows. The Ummah is divided over one moon. How you know which one is which? There's not in any book. It's not authentic knowledge. If you feel calmness in the air, if your personality switch over a moment and you become calm, Ramadan arrive. Do you understand or no? Because according to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the beginning of Ramadan, Allah captured all the shayateen. Is including your shaitan? No. The majority of the report? No. Your shaitan is still with you. Have fun. You see? By this way, now all the big scholar shayateen, all the big shots, the marada, the afarid, all these big people, is gone. Now what it leave me? It leave me with me and my own enemy. Me and my own small shaitan. Now I can really, really do a nice struggle. And I can now beat up myself and do not blame nobody. Don't blame nobody. Now, one scholar tell me, if you go to Ramadan and Allah love you, the first gift, He allow you to know your own bad, nasty habit. This is the first gift. Second, He make you hate it. Third, He make you beg Him and struggle to switch it. Number four, He give you the ability and quality to be. And give you a good quality. And I have to remind myself anew. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Aisha radiallahu anha asked him, Ya Rasulullah, if I see the night of power, what I say, Ya Rasulullah? He said, say, Ya Aisha, Allahumma innaka afuun kareemun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni. Oh Allah, you are afu. You love afu. Give me afu. What is afu? We said it before. When Allah not forgive you, erase your bad deed. Erase it from your book. Make the angel forget it. Make the earth forget it. Make the angel forget it until you meet Allah with zero bad deed. Imam Al-Bayhaqi, in the name of Allah, he said, any quality of Allah you want, live it. Allah will give it to you. Live it, Allah will give it to you. You cannot just make dua and sit. You see, I cannot sit and make dua, oh Allah, make me clean, but I will not take a shower. Make me generous, but I will not spend. Make me have good manner, but I keep shouting. You see, by this way, dua is study about good quality, beg Allah with His name, and struggle to develop this quality. This is what Allah wants. Now you are honest, now you are real, you're not a fake. What happened if I said doing nothing? And said it's me. You are fake. You're not real. And meaning soon or later Allah will finish you. And the goodness will not be giving you again. Why? Very simple. Because deep down you're not busy with yourself. Why are we not busy with ourselves? 99% you're busy with other because you are full of dunya, not full of iman. And you're not content and you're not thanking Allah. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you thank me, I increase. And the highest thanks, I believe it today, thank Allah for every piece of iman He give you in your heart. Thank Allah for every goodness He give you. Show Allah gratitude and thanks the maximum you can. The more you do that, Allah will open for you. This is my message today for you. I have many messages, but this is the message. And when you look to Surah Ibrahim after that, because also Ramadan is the month of Quran, when you look, they said Quran is written in a way the end of any chapter, the message is stopped. But when you read the following chapter, it continues the message before. For example, Surah Ibrahim start Alif Lam Ra, Kitabun Anzalnahu Ilayka, a book we reveal it to you. لتخرج الناس من الظلمات إلى النور بإذن ربهم إلى صراط العزيز الحميد. We reveal to you a book to get the people out of their own darkness to the light of Allah. بإذن ربهم. With command of Allah. Meaning with the will of Allah. You cannot guide nobody. You cannot. The light of Allah, you cannot take it and boom. No, you cannot. You cannot push light to nobody. You cannot. This is what we do today. Either you seek it or I cannot give it to you. I cannot share with you the light of Allah. You have to seek it. You have to seek it. And after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He explained to us about the message. And when you look verse 3, verse 3 is really explaining the condition of the ummah today in Surah Ibrahim. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He talk about the disbeliever. Who's the disbeliever? الَّذِينَ يَسْتَحِبُّونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا عَلَى الْآخِرَةِ. Those who make the dunya beloved to them than akhirah. وَيَصُدُّونَ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. And they close the door of the guidance of Allah. وَيَبْغَوْنَهَا عِوَجًا. And they want it swing. They want it not straight. أُولَئِكَ فِي ضَلَالٍ بَعِيدٍ. Those are in a very, very stray ways. Do you know today who look like that? Us. We're full of dunya. And we block the mercy of Allah. We do not want the straight path. Is this not scary? This is supposed to be for the disbeliever. But we have the same quality of the disbeliever. May Allah save us. One of the verse I love here so much is verse 23, 24, 25, 26. What this verse is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, أَلَمْ تَرَ كَيْفَ ضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا كَلِمَةً طَيِّبَةً كَشَجَرَةٍ طَيِّبَةً أَصْلُهَا ثَابِتٌ وَفَرُّهَا فِي السَّمَاءِ. Did you not see the example Allah give you? The example of the beautiful word. What is beautiful word? La ilaha illallah. The covenant Islam. Allah called it the beautiful word. This beautiful word, Allah give it example like a beautiful tree. طَيِّبَة. طَيِّبَة meaning a blessing tree. أَصْلُهَا ثَابِتٌ. The root is tight. Tight in the ground. وَفَرَوْهَا فِي السَّمَاءِ. And the branches is all the way up in the sky. The scholar said, this example is the example of iman. The root it in the heart of the mu'min. And the branch it going to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, communicating with Allah. If you are among those, what Allah said, تؤتي أكلها كل حين بإذن ربها. This tree will give crops with the command of Allah according to the timing Allah permit. وَيَضْرِبُ اللَّهُ الْأَمْثَالَ لِلنَّاسِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَذَكَّرُونَ. Allah give you example, maybe you remember. How we implement this in ourselves? Today, even if I have goodness, I cannot want it to grow the way I want. It will not give me the crops in the time I want. I cannot give guidance to whom I want. I have to try and be patient for the crops to arrive by the will of Allah. And the opposite of that, وَمَثَلُ كَلِمَةٍ خَبِيثَةٍ, the bad word. The scholar said the bad word in here is shirk, is kufr, is denial, is no gratitude, is no thanks. This is bad word, bad belief, like a bad tree, cursed tree. What happened to this tree? خَبِيثَةٍ, rotten. اجْتُثَّتْ مِنْ من فوق الأرض. When you go to a rotten tree and you pull it, it's coming hollow and rotten. You see, hollow and rotten. Has no root, the root is rotten. No strength. You just pull, it's coming from the earth. ما لها من قرار. Has no any steadfast. No stability. Let me give you bad news now. Can a mu'min go up and down, up and down, up and down? No. Because what happened? In the end, you will be like a bad tree, rotten. Your heart will be hollow. As soon, you will be, any situation will shake you and will come rotten from the ground. No roots. Because the roots of Iman does not exist. Now, a beautiful verse for those who believe. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said? يُثَبِّتُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِالْقَوْلَ الثَّابِتِ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. Those who believe, Allah make their belief hold tight. Those who believe, Allah make your belief hold tight in this life and a hereafter. The scholar said about that is about the time of death, about the fitna of death, about the fitna of the grave. Because you cannot help somebody in the moment of death. Only Allah. This is why Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, he said, we the companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we never said about somebody's bad, somebody's good, unless we see how he died. If he died in goodness, we said he's among goodness. And if he died in badness, he said he's among badness. By this way, today, this verse, what it do to me? This for me, if I am in a journey of Iman, don't worry about it. Allah promised to hold you tight. Allah promised to support you in this life and hereafter. Don't worry about it. Allah promised to support you now in a moment of death, entering the grave, questioning in the grave, in the day of judgment. He will take care about you. وَيَضُلُّ اللَّهُ الظَّالِمِينَ. Allah astray those who oppress. One of the Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu and Abdullah ibn Umar and another companion was sitting, and Abdullah ibn Abbas, some people talked to him about Zalimeen. They said, you know what is Zalimeen? What is Zalim? The mushrik. The one who associates with Allah. The one who oppresses himself. The one who breaks the covenant. The one who has no taqwa. Is all inside Zulm. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, those who zalim, Allah will not guide them. And what else? وَيَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ مَا يَشَاءُ. And Allah do whatever He wants. Now let's go back to what I said in the last halaqa. When Allah said, وَيَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ مَا يَشَاءُ, and Allah do what He wants. What Allah wants? He wants me to be humble. What it meaning? It's not humble, I walk like this and humble. No. Real humble, I will tell you. If you stink, if you have all the sins, you have no quality, but you're humble, what you do? you beg Allah. You call Allah. You straighten your relationship with Allah. Allah switch. You see? And if you have a good deed, and you have some goodness inside of you, humble yourself. Don't be arrogant over other. And be patient. And unite your heart to Allah. Allah will give you more. And this is why, when we go back to Surah Ar-Ra'd, verse 39, do you remember it? About Laylatul Qadr. When people said, if Laylatul Qadr, if everything is ordained, what Laylatul Qadr will do to me? It's very simple. If you are a sinner, and Ramadan coming, humble yourself and beg him. He will change it for you. Why? Reads verse 39. يَمْحُ اللَّهُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيُثْبِتْ وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ وَيُثَبِّتْ وَعِنْدَهُ أُمُّ الْكِتَابِ. Allah erases what he wants, and he decree what he wants, and he has the mother of the book. Because in the day of Laylatul Qadr, Allah looked to the tablets, looked to the cubby of the hand of the angels, and look at you. If you're lucky, he smiled to you, he forgive you. He erase your bad deed. He erase even some bad qadr from you. He's the owner, he's the king, he do whatever he want. By the way, what Allah want from you? He want your effort. He want your humble and humility. He want you to believe in him. Don't believe in your own bad quality. Don't believe in your own sins. Don't believe in all, whatever. Believe in him. You believe in him, this humble and humility. By the way, humble and humility start with believing. The more I believe in Allah, I'm humble. The more I believe he is the owner of quality, I'm humble and seeking him. By the way, humble and humility is a sign of a believer. And arrogant is a sign of a hypocrite and disbeliever. Now you want to check yourself. If I have a lack of quality, what it means? Arrogant. No doubt. Arrogant. And lack of belief. And if I want a good quality, develop your belief, humble yourself, do good deeds the maximum you can, beg Allah, Allah will switch. Now, do we have an excuse? Can we blame the environment? Can I blame my husband? Can I blame my wife? Can I blame my kids? Can I blame my apartment? Can I blame anything? No. There's no such word in Quran. Blame nobody except yourself. Not even shaitan. If the moment you believe in Allah, Allah switch. Allah change condition. We talk about it in the halaqa before. The verse is also from Surah Ar-Ra'd and Surah Al-Anfal. About Allah will never change the condition of people unless you change what inside. Is this understood? All this talk is only for those who are sincere, those who are real, those who are honest, those who want to be good. But if you hollow, if you fake, if you're not real, if you are a deceiver, if you make believe, if you are a liar to yourself, if you listen to your own shaitan, if you're so arrogant and joining the company of shayateen, this talk is not for you and will not benefit you. This talk only for those who want to humble themselves, come closer to Allah and beg him to change. And I saw it. For example, I give you another example quick, it came in my heart. Why Allah said, the sinner who do tawbah, Allah love him. When you think about it, how you do tawbah? How you repent to Allah? You repent to Allah when you ask him to forgive him, to forgive you. When you really want to change. How you want to change unless you really humble yourself? But you find some people, they cannot do that. They cannot humble themselves. That's why they stay where they are. Verse 3, don't blame nobody in this life. Don't ever. Don't blame except yourself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he ordained it. He will never torture any village or any city unless they are a zalim, oppressor. And what is the ultimate zulm? To do zulm to yourself. Because you cannot be good to other unless you be good to yourself. And good to yourself only when you increase your belief and awareness to develop the good quality and good manner and good conduct. It's not a talk. This talk is not a talk. This talk full of action. Today what we want? We want to go to Ramadan, we want Taraweeh, we want Halaqat, but we do not want action. It will not work. And the whole action is internal, is not external. You pass the internal struggle, you will pass outside. If you fail inside, you will fail outside. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us real mu'min. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the sincerity. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the honesty. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us honest to ourselves, honest to the covenant of Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us a real Muslim, a real mu'min, and clean our heart from loving dunya, and clean our heart from the deception of shaitan, and deception of our nafs. And O Allah, cleanse ourselves from our weakness and our temptation and our doubt, and fill our heart with the truth and belief of you, Ya Allah, and trust in you, Ya Allah, rely on you, Ya Allah, content with you, Ya Allah, content what you give us, Ya Allah. Thank you, Ya Allah. Thank you, Allah. Thank you, Allah. And may Allah allow us to show gratitude to Allah and show gratitude to other to be a real mu'min, inshaAllah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the barakah of Sha'ban and the blessing of Sha'ban and the ghanima and ability to reach Ramadan. And O Allah, allow us to reach Laylatul Qadr and be among the people of Afu, Ya Allah. O Allah, give us Afu, Ya Allah, and give us the quality of Afu, Ya Allah. Give us Umrah in Ramadan. Give us Hajj to Baytak al-Haram. O Allah, enable us to live as a mu'min, die as a mu'min, resurrected as a mu'min, with the pleasure of you, Ya Allah. O Allah, give us sincerity in the seen and unseen. Make us true people in the seen and unseen. Make us sincere in every time and everywhere we do, Ya Allah. And give us the blessing and light of you, Ya Allah, in this life and hereafter, Ya Allah. And O Allah, make us a believer to support your deen, Ya Allah, and elevate your name and your deen, Ya Allah, and spread the rahmah of you, Ya Allah. And O Allah, decorate us with the quality you beloved to you, Ya Allah, according to the teaching of your beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah. O Allah, help us, Ya Allah. وَمَا تَوْفِيقِي إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. The power from you, the might from you, the ability from you, the knowledge from you, the guidance from you, everything from you. O Allah, give us the humble and humility to make us belong to you, Ya Allah. O Allah, we only can call you, Ya Allah. We only can make dua to you, Ya Allah. And O Allah, change our nafs, Ya Allah. Change our nafs to the nafs mutma'inna, Ya Allah, to the tranquility of the nafs, the one beloved to you, Allah. And make us among the people who do zikr day and night, Ya Allah. Make us among the people who remember you day and night, Ya Allah. Make us among the people who remember death day and night, Ya Allah. Make us among the people who remember the day of judgment, Ya Allah. And O Allah, give us a good ending, Ya Allah, with La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, haqqan wa sidqan wa yaqeenan. ودعوة وتبليغا وأنت راض عنا وتقبل منا يا رب العالمين آمين آمين يا رب العالمين. O people and O Allah, today we can, tomorrow we cannot. May Allah give us التوفيق إن شاء الله. وصلى اللهم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.